B-Pod Studios.
Touchdown, Patriot! You can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, Football Friday with Scott Zolak. Brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. Proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. So listen to Zoe call the Clinton Savings coin toss during Sunday night's game. Visit ClintonSavingsBank.com, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. Morning, Scott.
Morning. How are we doing?
Good. How was Halloween? How'd you guys do with the Zolak family? Did you clean up?
We did great. We live in Rentham, a real town that actually does Halloween. It doesn't get a move.
Right?
But the kids could go trick-or-treating tonight and Saturday night if you really wanted to.
No, don't come to my house. We won't be open for it. Halloween was last night.
You missed out.
Okay.
All right, Scott. We're 8-0. Right now the Pats are 8-0. And I'm hearing some national pundits say, this is the week that the Patriots will lose to Baltimore in Baltimore. What are your thoughts about that?
I mean, I think they are getting bored of New England winning, and you prefaced it with national pundits.
Right.
They don't get a lot of that from around here.
Nope.
I mean, it's something different that they're playing this week. The big thing about Baltimore is they're a team that doesn't fear you. You know, Harbaugh sort of has that ingrained in them. They've changed their defense. They got a guy like Earl Thomas instead of Ed Reed, but still the same basic stuff. And the big thing is the outlier of Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. You know, what can he do with his legs? And, you know, that guy can take a bucket play and go 60 yards with it in the snap. So that's the thing you fear, and you got to have your head on a swivel and eight guys around the line of scrimmage and eight guys that can tackle.
Yeah.
So.
No, he's good. Lamar Jackson's good. So we had another kicking change. Nugent's gone.
Yep.
Nick Folk's coming in.
Cat scratch fever, man. Yeah.
I'm telling you, you called that, though. You knew that was going to happen. Yeah. So
You almost killed someone in section 132.
Is that right?
But one myth.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, my God.
So you know what Belichick writes on his little note, wasn't it? It was like, new kicker.
With his tiny little pencil.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
What do you think about Nick Folk? I mean, is that an upgrade?
I mean, he didn't have a job. At least Nugent did. So I don't know. I think they could have three more by the end of the year.
If he misses one extra point, I know where you're going with that, Zoe. You're going, here we go again. So,
nope, right. I'm not going to say anything anymore. It's getting to that point. All these people bitched and complained because, hey, we want to get rid of Gostkowski. Yeah, how you like it now?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Good point. Okay, you got a question, LBF?
I do.
What do you got?
Hey, baby.
Oh, you watched a football game last night.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you know Jimmy Garoppolo said this to Aaron Andrews.
8-0, how does that feel?
Feels great, baby.
Happy Halloween right back at you. Thanks so much.
No problem.
She was very excited and flustered.
Yeah, kids, change your pants after that.
All right.
Oh, God.
God. So, good Lord. This is a family show.
So what's your question?
Would you be upset if a guy called your wife baby?
Yeah.
You would?
What if it was Jimmy G?
Okay, I'm going to give you a little insight thing. You know where he learned that from?
Who?
Watching Brady for 4 years.
The swagger, you mean?
Brady calls me baby.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
His go-to word is baby.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
Oh, what's you're up,
baby?
Kidding me.
So if you watch Jimmy warm up, he'll do that 100-yard jaunt down the sideline and get the crowd fired. He does exactly the same thing Tom does. And if you hear the mic'd up stuff with him in a huddle, the way he talks to the team, it's exactly the way Brady handles it, talks to the team. So credit to Jimmy for absorbing everything Tom did in front of him and taking it to another level.
Well, look,
he looked great last night.
They're 8-0. We could be 9-0. This could happen at the end of the year, right?
Yeah, but still got Green Bay and the Saints. Saints are the best team. I mean, look at the Saints. Saints should have been in the Super Bowl last year. They got screwed on that call.
Yep.
And they haven't dropped off at all. So they've been good for a couple of years.
Okay. All right.
Let me just double. I want a firm answer. So you would be upset if a guy called your wife baby?
I'd punch him in the face.
Okay. Thank you for the direct answer.
Good to know.
What if it was Jimmy G's face, though? You can't punch
that
face.
Don't call me baby in the hallway.
I never will. No.
Oh, I will.
No. You can.
I will. It's going to be fun.
All right. Give me a score. Give me a score, Scotty.
27-14.
Oh, 27-14. That's all right. Oh, let's hope you're right, buddy. All right, so heading to Baltimore Sunday night. Check out Scott right here on 98.5 The Hub. Thanks,
Don't
Scott.
Don't call him baby.
Football.
No, that's it. That's
football.
It, buddy. All right, great call. 847. I ain't calling him baby. You can.
I
can. Good luck with that.
He's not going to punch me. Guys, I don't think.
He's like 6'5 down the hall. Nope. I'm good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.